Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I was talking to a client this week about intuition. And he was laying out some very significant moments in his life when his life made a big shift or change or he moved that were like milestones in his journey, his human journey. And he said they were always preceded with an intuitive message that he couldn't deny. And I thought, wow, our intuitions are fundamental parts of our life. And so I know many of you have received really massive intuitive messages that you've acted on. I want to encourage you to pay attention to the small messages too, the day-to-day messages, the little nudges, the synchronicities, the part of you that doesn't want to let something go because you're sensing something. I want to encourage you to follow that as well. It's brilliant to follow the big messages that change our lives in really significant ways. But on the other side of that, if you really want to step into your power, and it's not just these big moments, but these moment by moments that create a fuller, more prosperous, more joyful, more amazing, more dreamy life, start paying attention to the little moments. And what it requires is that you be more present. I'm not going to tell you, oh, you need to meditate every day. No, I don't think that's the case. But I do think stillness and being quiet on the inside is required. And paying attention to what repeats. If you keep hearing something over and over and over again, explore it. If you are sensing something over and over and over again, explore it. But don't make it mean anything. I think when we are getting little intuitive information, we know deep down it's going to take us to our next level. And then we start to question if it's, you know, should I go to the next level? Is that possible for me? And then we hold back. But I would encourage you just to be all in with your intuition. Just pay attention. Just notice. Don't judge it. And be open. Be open. Even when you're resistant to a message, be open. Say, I'm willing to explore this. I want to not believe it. I want to make up a story about what this intuitive insight might mean, but I'm going to stay open because I know that there is truth on the other side. It's the path is on the other side of that message. And the last little piece I want to leave you with, and I have to say this over and over again, intuitive information is designed to help you know what next step to take. So you may process an intuitive message, and you may see it, and you may feel it, and you may, oh, isn't that interesting? But ultimately, I would encourage you to reach a moment where you're like, okay, this is what I need to do, and take that next right step, and don't question it, even if it doesn't make sense, even if it doesn't fit in the bigger context of the plan that you've created. Be willing to take that step, because the way will be clear. The next step will be obvious. You'll get it. You'll be, oh, that's what it meant. Oh, now I see how it all comes together. And you don't have that eureka moment when it comes to the intuition until you've moved through the energy that the intuitive message created, which means you receive it, you accept it, you be with it, you decide what action you want to take accordingly. And then as you're in motion, you'll start to see it all come together. So your intuition is always giving you messages and at the right time and in the right way. And your intuition is a vast gift with so many layers. There are so many different ways to receive psychic information and to use your psychic gift. And it doesn't unfold fully until you're actively using it. So I encourage you to embrace all aspects of your intuition, the big moments as well as the small little, hey, I should do this, or I should try this, or oh, that's going to be okay. There's no reason for me to worry about that. Or, oh, I need to follow up. Or, I don't think that person is giving me accurate information. Let me pursue that. And you'll know, you'll if you're a person who feels energy in your body intuitively, you'll know, you'll feel it. You'll be like, oh, that, why is that not sitting well with me? Why does something seem off about this? Yeah, it'll help you get through the noise. I think our world is noisier than it's ever been. I think our world is always swinging between light and dark. And the way you'll stay on the light side is really going within and trusting your intuition. All right, that's my show. You know, every so often I like to do a show to just remind you how powerful and amazing and brilliant your intuition is. And the more you use it for yourself, right, the sharper it's going to get, and the more you will start to trust yourself and you will start to trust that wisdom. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for an intuitive coach or some spiritual support to help you create the life that you want, like I help people create the life that they want in really magical and practical ways, and you'll be amazed by what you'll be able to expand into as a result of working with me. So I'd like to introduce my new service, which is the Expand Intuitive Coaching Package. It's one of my freer, energetically freer, meaning it's not a container where you're churning energy for a short amount of time. You get a lot of room to breathe with this service, and you get a lot of support as you choose to use it. And I think it's one of my more price accessible options. So consider the Expand Intuitive Coaching Package. Tons of value there. Information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care of yourself.